John, I wanted to talk to you today about what we do to protect the consumers.
We do a lot, to tell you the truth.
Yes, I know you do. First of all, you have that big screen.
Oh, yeah. Anybody that walks in the door, we're going to stick that on a microscope, look at it on the big screen, and yes. Zero in on it and see, like, is it a repair? Do we need to retip something? Or, you know, just basically looking at something, making sure it's all right. But one of the details is, like, if you're new and you don't know me, I'm going to take pictures.
Right. Because I have a lot of clients that come to me and they're afraid to leave their piece of jewelry for alteration, repair, sizing, whatever. And some of the reasons that they're afraid is because the media does tell you when there has been somebody in the jewelry business who is going to jail for some type of scheme. People that have left their jewelry or done business there suspect that their stones have been switched and other things have happened.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm real keen on showing people exactly what they have. As soon as they get in the door, we document it, okay? So it's real important for me to know that they're going to get their stuff back because it's my name on the door.
Right.
And just because one lousy jeweler is out there trying to screw it up for all the rest of us.
Yes. No, and that's true, that John. And they come to me as an appraiser asking me if this is their stone. But if they don't have a laboratory report,
we don't know.
If they don't have a previous appraisal, I have no way of making that determination. I can look at the mounting. Sometimes I can see if prongs have been retipped, but that might have been done so as normal wear. Consumer needs to remember we're here to help them and protect them.
I do a lot of that.
Right.
I tell people if they don't have a laser inscription on their stone yet and it's an important stone, I says, I have an account with GIA. Let's send it off and get it done. GIA, meaning Gemological Institute of America, they're globally known for being, in my mind, the best. And they're honest, period, hands down. They're sought after.
John, they're a standard in the marketplace. First of all, they're an international teaching organization, and their reports are globally accepted as factual evidence. Now, there are other laboratories that also have that status, but the Gemological Institute of America is definitely the premier one.
Yes.
Right. But how do they know that they're going to get that stone back?
Well, usually I can take pictures of any kind of minor inclusion, an extra facet. There's always something I can get there. Plus, we do all measurements on it. We do exact weights, and it's real hard to get that perfectly on spot if you're going to switch a stone.
Right.
So I do my best to prove to them that that's their stone and that's the one that's going to come back.
Right. And then that's the one that I'm going to appraise.
Right.
Once it's already in the mounting. And I can, as an appraiser, do a better job if I have all the information on the stone.
Exactly.
And nothing is being hidden on the stone by prongs or other means.
Right.
That would not allow me to fully examine the gemstone.
I give them brochures for Jewelers Mutual for insurance purposes. They can go anywhere they want for insurance, but it's just another, you know, you can compare. All my clients are very, very pleased with everything that comes about, you know, and how I do it. And they says, I really like the way you've showed me what's going on here.
Oh, no, John, what you have set up there is definitely a big consumer protection.
Well, it also protects me.
Right.
So I've had people come in and says, you know, I want, you know, fix this for me. And it's a CZ and they're not telling me it's a CZ. And I'm going, excuse me, you know this is a CZ. Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Oh, well, that's not good either.
Yeah, well, there's that element out there that I have to watch.
But, right. But for the most part, we're in the jewelry business for many, many years. And if anybody wants to know what is required, they can call us, contact us.
Right.
We will get information for them to make informed and good decisions.
Right. I had a client come up to me and he wanted to consign a large sapphire, a little light, but it was real pretty and it was cut well. And I said, well, look, if we get a GI report on this, we'll find out, we'll be able to get a higher premium because now we know exactly what the weights are, where it's from, country of origin, and anything about it, like if it's heated or not heated. Very important in the money aspects of what's going on. So he says, okay, let's do that. So I sent it off, got the report. And I sold it for a lot more money than he thought he'd ever get.
Right. Because he brought it to us. He listened to what we had to say. We were protecting him and protecting his investment, so we got back.
Right. So protecting the client, well, that's one of the first things I do because I'm also protecting myself.
Right. And clients can protect themselves before they leave objects anywhere to get qualified appraisers to view those pieces and document them properly so they never question whether they're getting their piece back or not.
Right. And once you find somebody you can trust, that's it. And you're with them forever.
Yes, that's true.
All right.
Okay, John. Thank you.
Bye for now.